All right. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios. This next guest I've known since college. He's one of the most talented people that I know. You fell in love with him painting the Blackhawks Indian head, and he's expanded into much, much more. Now he wants to paint pictures of your pets. You can go to petmyart.com for all the details. It's our buddy, Elliot Fromm. Happy holidays, man. How are you?
I am good. Happy holidays. How are you?
Did you do the holidays in Wisconsin?
I'm sitting in Wisconsin right now.
Yes. Well, tell people, first of all, people fell in love with you as the guy that painted the Blackhawks Indian head. I mean, that's when you became the guy, the Indian head guy, and you've expanded into so much more. You've worked with how many sports teams since the Blackhawks, would you say?
Oh, well, all the pro teams in Chicago, obviously, and then probably another 12 or 15 other teams out there.
Okay.
All throughout the NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, yeah.
Who have been some of your favorite athletes to paint over the years?
Obviously, we got, I did Rizzo, which you had the other, last year.
Anthony
Rizzo. Been great.
Yep.
Yeah. Hossa has been wonderful to do work with. Dick Butkus a couple years ago.
Really?
His son called me up for one of the outings that he did, and I did a great painting of Butkus, and then he autographed another one I did of him, and I have that framed in the studio, so it's kind of nice.
Oh, my gosh. I got to check that out next time I'm at your studio. Number 51, the greatest linebacker that's ever played the game.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Were you a little nervous? You didn't want to screw that one up.
No. Oh, I did it in my studio, so I didn't do it in front of him, so that was good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, how many times do you just do one and it's like, okay, that one looks great? Or do you have to do multiple ones? How does that work with you?
We do one, and then we do a couple multiple, depending on the situation.
Okay.
When I go into a sporting event, we'll do a one main painting live, and then I'll bring a couple that are pre-done already.
Right.
Because a lot of those events were there to raise money for charity, so we want to sell as many as we can.
Well, for people that have never seen you at a charity event, you play music as you're painting. Do you do that in the studio, too?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do play music, but it's different. When I perform live, it's all... We're in a certain time crunch. We got 6 minutes, 10 minutes to do a painting, and we got to do it fast in the studio. I still do it pretty quick, but music is playing, and I take my time just a little bit.
Okay, I like that. So you decided? Do you have pets? Do you have pets?
I do have a dog. Yes.
Okay, you have a dog.
Yep.
Did you paint a picture of your dog and think to yourself, "Wow, I love this so much that I think I should expand this into my business"?
Well, you know what. Being an artist, and thank God I have a little bit of business savvy, because artists and business don't, relate to themselves.
Of course.
When I moved up to Wisconsin, I started doing paintings of wildlife and nature, and people really like my wildlife paintings. So I decided, I want to take on a new market to tackle. And I wanted to research it to be what is going to be a long-lasting market trend.
Okay.
Affordability, and also giving back. So I came down to the pet market, because who does not love their pets?
I love my dog. Everybody loves their pets.
You love Wrigley. I did a painting of Wrigley.
You did. You killed it, too. How do you do that? I mean, how do you capture something like that?
So what I did was, for the last probably 7-8 years, I've been doing a type of using photography and painting. And now, with the use of technology, I wanted to really get it out to the masses. So I use combination of photography within the Apple iPad.
Okay.
And I use combination of professional painting programs with layering of the digital painting and the photograph. And I just create this life-like image with my style, and it's a really cool painting.
We're talking with Elliot Fromm. You can go to petmyart.com. And artbeatlive.com is still running, and people can check out all your paintings right there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still do about 70 to 80 performances every year. We're out there still raising money for charity.
Jeez, man. You're always on the road, it seems like.
We are. We got to cut it down a little bit. You know, as we get older, Pete, you know, we got to slow it down a little bit. At one point, I was doing 150 shows. Yeah.
Isn't that funny? That is so funny because I got together with some Bradley guys over the holidays. Tony Macaluso, who's my neighbor now, I went to college with him, and he ends up, you know, two blocks from my house. That is so Chicago. And he said, yeah, we're slowing down, man. We gotta take it easy. Like, we sound like old people. That's the thing. I wanted to ask you, how much has computers changed the art industry the last few years? I mean, you talk about the Mac changing it. Things have drastically changed over the last few years with computers.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. I mean, I tackled it about 5 years ago, and I think it's a wonderful tool. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. You know, you either paint with live paint, you know, real paint, or you go on the computer. You know, it really depends on what you do. I'm doing it now with the pet portraits, number one, to just do it really quick, and affordability. Because, you know, most people don't buy art as like this big extravagant purchase.
Yeah.
You know, they buy this really cheap piece of art and they just hang it up.
Right.
So I'm really going for people that want something interesting in their home. They love their pet. I want to give it to them at an affordable price, you know, and using technology is the way to go.
PetMyArt.com is the website. So people go there and they submit a picture of their pet. Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's great. You can go on PetMyArt.com, go right to the order page, click upload your photo, you get an email sent out to you. I will create a mock-up image within 3 to 5 days, and then once you approve that image, it will get sent to you within 2 weeks, and it's awesome. It comes printed on canvas, on a really good stretcher canvas profile, and ready to hang on the wall right out of the box.
I love it. Yeah. Ours is hanging up, too. It came on the canvas. And by the way, there is a code. People can get a discount today.
Today, for WGN listeners, use the code WGNPete, and you get 35% off your order. So you're talking a custom pet portrait, 35% off. You can get one for about $110.
You're the best, man.
It's a deal.
I love it. PetMyArt.com is the website. Also, ArtBeatLive.com. Elliot Fromm, great to hear from you, brother. And we got to get together very soon, okay?
Yes. Have a happy and healthy New Year.
You too, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Again, that code is WGNPete. WGNPete. PetMyArt.com.